This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. With April 15th right around the corner, Americans are scrambling to fill out their returns. And while many aren't aware of it, so will a lot of immigrants living in the country illegally. More than 50% pay federal taxes. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports that experts still argue over the net economic impact of these immigrants on the government purse.
Marcella works her way through the crowded halls of her three-year-old son's school in North Philadelphia. She doesn't want her last name used because she's still applying for permission to stay and work in the U.S. legally. Her son, Jose, is a citizen and attends a bilingual Head Start classroom. Marcella greets him, zips up his coat, and helps him put on his Ninja Turtles backpack. She explains that before he started school, he used to come with her when she cleaned houses.
He would sit, and I would bring toys and his food.
It costs taxpayers $9,000 per child who attends a Head Start program. And Marcella knows this. She's not living in a vacuum. She says she wants to pay her share, too.
For me, it's a defense to say that I'm not taking from the government. Just the opposite. I contribute.
Most researchers across the political spectrum agree that more than half of immigrants in the country illegally pay some federal taxes, mostly by supplying employers with fake Social Security numbers.
They worked with a magic Social Security number, as we like to call it. They'll be withholding.
Will Gonzalez is the executive director of a North Philadelphia nonprofit called SABA, which helps low-income people prepare their taxes. He explains the IRS has prioritized collecting money over immigration enforcement. That means the agency accepts tax returns filed with a mismatched Social Security number or alternative tax ID numbers.
There are a number of reasons why people would want to file a tax return. One, you're legally supposed to. Number two, if you have aspirations for someday becoming attaining citizenship in the United States, it's regarded as a demonstration of good moral character that you're paying your taxes.
The IRS says it has no recent statistics for what it took in, but the Social Security Administration estimates it received $12 billion in 2010 from people without authorization to work. Then people pay taxes every day. Locally, the Institute for Taxation and Economic Policy estimates that in 2010, immigrants in the country illegally paid $149 million in Pennsylvania and almost $500 million in New Jersey. That's mostly sales taxes and property taxes that come out of the rent paid to their landlords. But those numbers aren't convincing to Steve Camerata at the Center for Immigration Studies, which prefers fewer new immigrants. Because a lot of immigrants in the country illegally work low-wage jobs, Camerata argues they'll still receive more from the government in services than they pay in. In particular, when you include benefits to their U.S. citizen children.
Our whole welfare system is designed specifically to help low-income children. And so that describes a very large fraction of children in illegal immigrant families, given all we know about their educational attainment.
Actually, one of the biggest costs to the U.S. is public education for these American-born children. Camerata's position is that citizens or not, the kids wouldn't be there without their parents. But he also notes that reading this balance sheet can be very subjective.
For the general public, they just sort of, wherever their sort of orientation is, they're going to tend to gravitate that way and say they don't pay any taxes. And that's one reason why they have a very dim view of illegals. And the people have the most positive view of illegal immigrants will say, oh, they don't use any of this welfare.
Now, Randy Capps of Migration Policy Institute argues this whole equation of taxes paid versus services received leaves a lot out. He points out that immigrants work and spend money in their communities, and educating their U.S. citizen children, he considers that a good long-term investment.
School children today, including children of immigrants, are tomorrow's workers. And we all benefit from them getting a better education and being more productive and paying more taxes in the future.
Marcella, the woman with her child in Head Start, describes seeing that investment firsthand as she walks her son Jose home.
He's not surrounded by a lot of adults, so he doesn't really speak a lot to adults.
So if he's in class, he's really talkative?
Yes, in class he does.
U.S. taxpayers could lose that investment in Jose. His mom says it hasn't been easy, living for the most part off the books, unable to travel and see family. Often, Marcela thinks about going back to Mexico. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.